photograph that was given to me actually by a family in Boyle about 8 or 9 years ago. Her sons played handball, you know, they're much younger than me.
Yeah.
But I would have worked in that shop when I was a young fella. And Maya Milani had this photograph and she framed it and all for me. But Boyle Handball Alley in 1943. You can see the alley with the angle down wall and then flat wall. And it was one of the first, they sometimes claim it was the first alley, outdoor alley, to have a glass back wall so the people could see. The original alleys were three walls, you know, like that, three, so that the crowd could be at the back. And I remember my father telling stories about when the local guy would be playing somebody from away, that the crowd would move in as the opposition would be taking a shot and move back to get let them. Dunross Common Hurled, that's down in a pub in Boyle, exhibition game played in the early 40s in that alley. And there was something like 2,000, I think it was, what was it? It was the equivalent of 20,000 or something taken in at the gate anyways. That, you know, whatever many hundreds or maybe 2,000 people paid to go in to watch this game, and it was played with the famous Paddy Purry. Paddy Purry was from Boyle, and involved Jim Clark, my father, and one other, I think. But Paddy Purry was the main draw. Paddy Purry won the senior singles All-Ireland 8 years in a row, from 1930 to 1937 inclusive. So he won football, hurling, and handball senior county championships in the one day.
Wow.
Paddy Purry. He was a force of, you know, terrific. And I'll tell you one other coincidence, because an awful lot of interest in sport is to do with people, personal connections and so on. But that cup that Paddy Purry won, and you'll see it, and you've seen it, and Paddy Purry's name, my own son went on much later, from about 2003, I think it was. So he's won that 10 times in a row, but it's the same cup. I tell the story wrong. I think Paddy Purry must have been given the original the cup because he won 8 years.
Yeah.
Because the latest cup starts from 39. I know that the depot now, Garda Depot, there were a couple of senior All-Irelands. I think Owen won one or two down in the depot, and that was in the same alley as my father would have won.
Mm.
You know, and I have one nice photograph shown, and the only reason I brought it was this multi-generational thing, which you'll find running through sport. This is Sean McEntee. He was the president of the Irish Handball Association at the time. And he had the very good idea. None of us would have thought of it. There were no camera, no phones. This was back in, this was Owen, my son, when he won the under 14. And my father was there that day, you know, which was great. And that's me and that's Sean. But only for Sean to have thought about it, you know. So there's a couple of things. He's won the same cup as Paddy Purry from Boyle, and himself and himself, they won All-Irelands in the depot. When I was playing myself in matches, I would, when Owen was 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, you know, he'd come around with me, and he, as he said, the only time he played then was during the intervals. So he started playing probably around the age of 9 or 10, but he was exposed to it from me playing. And you'll find in a lot of sports, you'll see great hurlers following because there's a family tradition.
Yeah.
Oh, my own father. My father was the teacher. He was the teacher, so he was the went on to become the principal in the school. It was a three-teacher school. But he used every year, because everybody played, he'd organise a little tournament, of doubles tournament, every year before the end of school, you know. But we were all playing, but there was no structure. There was just being the best of your peer group and holding the alley, as I said. And the job of us young guys, when we were young, watching the adults playing, we'd be sitting up along the side walls, sitting up on top there, because, of course, one of the problems with an open alley was the ball would go out. And you'd into the gardens or over into the premises opposite side. Every young fella in Boyle played handball, and that court that I showed you was an open court, you know, so you, when you were coming home from school, you just ran into the court and you ran and tried to get first position, and then the winner stays on, you know.
There's a little side alley there, a little gate, where you come down from the school, you come in here and you come in through a side wall here. But that court was completely used by the whole town. And when there would be events on, that was the big open space before they had the halls. The Americans just love coming over here because, of course, complete different scenes are going and playing in a local community. You know, one court with the local crowd cheering them on.